Mortuary Bob? What the hell? Is there some sort of radio harmonic convergence going on? Mortuary Bob?
You know me.
Where the hell you been? I haven't talked to you in 9 years.
I'm in Vancouver now.
You're calling right now from Vancouver?
Hell yes.
Who needs syndication, man? Australia?
You're off here.
Vancouver?
Yes.
Mortuary Bob, what are you doing these days?
Oh, you know.
No, I don't. How could I possibly know what you're doing these days?
Well, I moved from Minnesota.
Well, I understand that, what with you calling from Vancouver, but what are you doing these days?
Well, working at a morgue out here.
Well, why in Canada? Were you, you didn't lose your license here, did you? I know your Uncle Paul was at...
Yeah, Uncle Paul.
He was bordering on some unethical activity, wasn't he?
Well, we won't talk about that, but
well,
yeah.
Paul, he's dead now, right?
Yeah, he
died in his 90s, right?
93.
93. I had one of my best conversations. He was another mortician, and I had one of my best conversations with Uncle Paul on the air one night. He was jacked. I mean, he was ripped.
Blackberry brandy.
Yeah, but still... a drunk mortician is often more entertaining than a sober CPA. In fact, always. But he was practicing his cast, his fishing cast, off the deck where there was no water. He was just practicing the cast.
Yeah, well, he thought he was fishing.
Yeah, that's right. He did actually. You talked him into thinking he was fishing. His eyes were bad, and you said there was water out there.
Yeah.
But he kept hooking the swing set or something. I remember that night.
I had my kids go out there. We had been fishing earlier that day and had some crappie. So I had my kids under the deck. So
that's right.
He'd cast out. I'd have the boys.
They'd put the crappies on there for him.
Yeah.
And he was having the time of his life.
He thought he was doing great.
He thought he was having a good day fishing. Good
got
old Uncle
limit.
Paul. Yeah. But then he went on to tell me, you know, you were kind of an apprentice mortician. You worked under Uncle Paul there in North Dakota. But he was telling me then that particular evening what a hack mortician you were. He was a little hard on you, right?
Well,
he was saying something about you dropping bodies, right?
Only once.
Once. He was telling me about a body you dropped, some embarrassing thing that happened in front of some people, right? So how is it that you're able to be a mortician in Vancouver?
Well, you know, there's different rules.
In Canada, I suppose it's pretty lax. The body comes in and you
usually frozen.
Right, and you, after it thaws out, you just dial soap and water and then you bury the thing, don't you? Isn't it just an antibacterial soap deal and bury them?
That's about it. You got her done good.
Are you married, Bob?
No, I that's why I'm out here. I got divorced.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
So don't you see your kids?
I haven't, no.
Well, that's
a sad deal.
That's unfortunate. Those memories of being with their drunk great-uncle, putting crappies on the line, those are great memories for kids to have, things to do with Dad. And they don't have any more memories? You're not making any more memories with them?
Well, I mean, I like talk to them and, on the computer, email and stuff like that, but I haven't seen them in a few years.
Oh, Bob. How old are they?
My youngest is 15, oldest 29.
Yeah, I remember. And that youngest was 5 years old or 4 years old when I was talking to Uncle Paul.
Yeah.
I don't know what the other little guy was, but, man, I wish I had a recording of that conversation. I didn't hang on to it.
That was quite the night.
That was a good night. Mortuary Bob, folks, used to call just as often as Undertaker Fred. In fact, you might have been before Undertaker Fred. I think I
was.
You were.
I think I called every other night at least.
Yeah, and you were Mortuary Bob before we had another mortician. And then funeral director Fred calls, who eventually becomes Undertaker Fred, and...
You even had Fred and I on one night.
I did, and you guys talked shop, and it was fascinating, I thought. Do you ever catch the HBO program 6 Feet Under?
Yes, I have. Uh-huh.
Do you find it brings to the small screen a degree of verisimilitude?
It is kind of real.
Uh-huh. Well, Bob, I've enjoyed our chat.
Well, I enjoyed it, too. I thought I'd give you a ring. And how much snow you've had out there, Tom?
Well, I'm told, and I don't know if this is accurate, but at last count, we're at 22 inches here in St. Paul.
Wow.
At 22 inches, and she's still coming down and expected to snow until 9 tomorrow night.
Wow.
Yep, so we could end up with 39 inches.
Jeepers. We had 55 degrees today.
Well, we could end up with 55 inches by Sunday afternoon.
Oh, my God. And you had a pretty mild winter up.
We had a mild winter, and get this, the high Monday, 68.
Oh.
So they're worried about the Red River.
I would suspect so.
Hell and high water, here we come. Deja vu all over again. Look out.
Graveyards, they better watch.
Yeah. Well, Bob, call again, will you? I think it's just odd that you're picking this night to call because it's been an odd night already. But the fact that you picked this Friday evening to check in after years of being off the radar, that's just wonderful. You sound like the same old mortuary Bob.
Oh, I...
Dangerous, a little demented, but in many ways... Well, I don't know. I can't say harmless because I just said dangerous. But
well, did I ever tell you about the time when we backed in the car, the Cadillac, to the pole, and Paul was in the hearse? You know, of course he was passed out drunk. So after we backed in the Cadillac, I said, gee, we're going to get in big trouble. So we backed the Cadillac into the hearse. And then we got out and yelled at Paul and says, what the hell? Look what you did.
Did he have that same mischievous laugh every time he did something wrong?
He thought he did.
This mortuary was a successfully run North Dakota mortuary with you and your drunk uncle in charge?
Well, actually, Paul was in charge.
He was in, it was his baby.
Yeah.
Just an absolute inebriated daily...
Good living.
Huh?
He made good living doing it.
And lived well into his 90s. The pickled SOB, I couldn't believe he was still with us all those years later.
I don't know how he did it.
Well, listen, Bob, I got to run, but I hope I hear from you sometime this season yet that you don't disappear again.
I will.
Sure enjoy talking to you.
Be safe and take it easy on the drive home, Tom.
I will. I'm going to get a ride from Wildcat. My car is done. It went into a guardrail, and then all the fluid came out everywhere. Mm. It bled like Mussolini.
Mm. Well, drive home safe.
Okay, thanks.
Take care.
Bye-bye. There's Bob from Vancouver.